Michelle Franzen, the Supreme Court out with new rules on government officials and blocking and deleting posts from social media. ABC's Stephen Portnoy has those details.
The case had the justices considering whether blocking or deleting posts on Facebook or other social sites violates the First Amendment when the blocker or deleter is a government official. The court's unanimous holding is that it depends, that when a post is deleted from an official's personal site, it's probably okay, but when that official makes formal government posts on his page, blocking or deleting is probably not okay.
The Georgia judge overseeing the election interference case against Donald Trump and co-defendants ruling that Fulton County DA Fani Willis must remove herself and team from the case or have the special prosecutor she had a personal relationship with step down. Willis and Trump can still appeal. Russia's presidential election now underway, Vladimir Putin casting his vote, according to state media. The election runs through Sunday. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Catholic charity has to pay state unemployment taxes because its on-the-ground operations are not primarily religious. That's according to a ruling yesterday from the Wisconsin Supreme Court. The ruling regards the Catholic Charities Bureau based in Superior. The organization's lawyers say they plan to appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court. A bill to let more kinds of businesses own electric vehicle charging stations in Wisconsin awaits action from the governor. Environmentalists say EV drivers could recharge at all different kinds of places.
It could be a gas station. It could be a grocery store or a restaurant.
Beata Wurzba is with Renew Wisconsin. Wisconsin would also get $78 million from Washington to build fast-charging EV stations every 50 miles. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLCX, the Eagle in La Crosse, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Four U.S. senators are urging the Biden administration to release emergency funding to repair the bridge connecting Crawford County to Iowa over the Mississippi River. Both senators from Wisconsin and Iowa wrote a letter to federal officials seeking funds to repair the Lansing Bridge, which was closed on February 25th after two piers shifted due to construction on its replacement bridge. Iowa DOT officials said repairs will take up to 2 months. The senators wrote that over 2,200 people rely on the bridge each day and that detours are over an hour long. Beginning Monday, water taxis will be taking people across, with each trip lasting about 30 minutes. Last night at the WIAA State Boys Basketball Championship, Mineral Point defeated Aquinas on a late 3, 62-61 in the Division 4 semifinal. This evening, West Salem takes on Pewaukee in a Division 2 semifinal. Championship games will be held tomorrow at the Kohl Center in Madison. Temperatures today through the weekend will be in the mid-50s, but a cool down is on tap for next week.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I ate at gas stations today. You took me to the finer gas stations.
You drove, dude. What are you talking about? You're a grown-ass man. Go get yourself a piece of cherry pie, man. What do you want me to do?
Do I look like a roasted turkey to you right now? I know you're hungry. Like the cartoon style?
You do look like a...
beef? A little piece of bacon, a slab of meat, something?
Oh, yeah.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Wisconsin rolls over Maryland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers with a huge win over Maryland, 87-56. To advance in the Big Ten tournament, the Badgers face Northwestern this afternoon in Minneapolis. Marquette in a thriller last night in Madison Square Garden with the winning shot at the buzzer ruled a split second too late. The Golden Eagles held on to win in overtime, 71-65 over Villanova. It's Marquette versus Providence tonight in the Big East. NBA, the Bucks with a 114-104 win over the 76ers in Milwaukee. The Bucks will host the Phoenix Suns Sunday at noon. NFL, the Packers have re-signed A.J. Dillon to stay with the team at least another year. Former Raiders running back Josh Jacobs and Giants safety Xavier McKinney are in Green Bay to sign their contracts. McKinney now one of the highest paid safeties in the league.
It feels good. It's an honor. Obviously, it's a lot of talent, but it's definitely an honor to be mentioned with these guys and should be pretty fun.
That's Packers safety Xavier McKinney. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
One more calm and sunny spring-like day today as high temperatures soar to the mid-50s. By tomorrow, we'll be battling a breezy wind whipping up to 30 miles per hour. Under partly sunny skies, this will take our highs of the low 50s and make them feel more like the 40s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 48.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Monday morning on Up North News Radio, expect a wave of reminders about voting on April 2nd. Lucy Ripp from A Better Wisconsin Together is our guest.
On air, 1490 AM. Online, lacrosseeagle.com. And on the Civic Media app, this is Eagle 1490.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with Aaron Zomers, our outstanding producer and engineer on the board, taking your phone calls as well. It is Friday, March 15th, 2024, TGIF, the Ides of March, beware. Now 6 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock, welcome into hour two of the program. Always a pleasure to have our friend and ongoing contributor, Mr. Brady Ewing, former Wisconsin Badger, on the show every other Friday to talk sports, life, and anything else. Great guy. I mean, if you ever wanted to share a beverage at an Irish pub, if you could pick one person, you can't go wrong with Brady Ewing.
Certainly, certainly. And you know, I'm interested to know what kind of tests he might have done to see like recommended diet and stuff just for your body to run efficiently. I might have to ask him about that.
Maybe we should do, I mean, I'm not joking around, we could do a segment on health. Because Brady Ewing is a multifaceted guy, you understand. This is one of the many reasons that I think he's fantastic. I love him. Is because he's a trainer. I mean, he's a fit athlete, a former high school collegiate and professional athlete. But he continues to focus on fitness and health. Just also just a tremendously smart person, tremendously compassionate person. And he was a great hunter, likes the outdoors as well. I mean, there's just, you could talk about anything with him. So yeah, but we should, and it turns out cooking as well. I kind of knew that. His whole family are, they're great cooks because our parents live a house apart. And in the summer, the waft of the Ewing's cooking outside. Oh my gosh. I mean, Andrea and Dave, oh, the smells in the neighborhood are fantastic. Anyway, we'll do a little cooking with Brady down the line. Coming up this hour, the question I want to start off with is a seemingly a simple one, but we're going to get into this. What do you define? How do you define? That's a better way to put it. How do you define a family? What's your definition of a family? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Make it easy for you. 855-75-CIVIC. You can also text us on the Civic Media app on your Apple or Android device. What do you consider a family to be? It seems to be a fairly simple question, I think, for most people. But politicians and religious leaders continue to muck it up. And there's a story that's not getting a lot of play again in mainstream media, but I think it's important that we raise this up, and I'm going to tie it into many things happening here in Wisconsin. The article comes from the Idaho Capital Sun. Idaho Capital Sun, yes, in the state of Idaho. Headline, Idaho House Republicans call for Traditional Family Values Month celebration. Democrats who oppose the resolution said the state should instead honor all strong families. The word that where it gets mucked up are House Republicans in Idaho calling for traditional family values. I think the word traditional is kind of what does it for me. Here's the story in the Idaho Capital Sun. The Idaho House of Representatives voted along party lines yesterday to pass a non-binding resolution that supports the designation of a new traditional family values month in Idaho. Let me step away from the story. And at first, you think, well, what's wrong with that? I mean, fine, let's have a resolution honoring family values. Nothing wrong with that. But we read on. One of the representatives here, Joe Afelli, sponsored House Concurrent Resolution 35, which would designate the period from Mother's Day through Father's Day in the state of Idaho as Traditional Family Values Month. Each week of the month would feature celebrations of different units, of which the representative described as traditional family, including sons, brothers, uncles, sisters, daughters, aunts. Quote, the natural female mother and male father, unquote. Now, in Idaho, resolutions do not carry the force of law. So this is not a law. I want to be clear about that. But nonetheless, it is state leaders passing a resolution. Under the Idaho legislature's Joint Rule 2, resolutions, quote, denote the adoption of a motion, the subject matter of which would not properly constitute a statute, unquote. So basically, this is not a law. Some Democrats who opposed the resolution said the language included in it was offensive to non-traditional families. Democrats also questioned some of the statistics cited in the resolution, including a passage that claims, quote, compared to peers in two biological parent families, children who lived with a single parent with no cohabitating partner were five times more likely to be sexually abused. Children who lived in a step family with a married biological and non-biological parent were 8 to 9 times more likely to be sexually abused. And children who lived with a single parent with a partner in the home were 20 times more likely to be sexually abused, unquote. Now, I'm going to stop here for a second and say that my parents, for their own reasons, thought it was better to separate and get divorced when I was around 11 years old. And I think my sister and I would agree, not to speak for her, but I think looking back, it was probably the best thing for both sides. And we've remained friendly with both of our parents. Both of our parents stayed in our lives. But to say that my sister and I last checked, we're not murderers. We weren't sexually abused in the home. It's just this narrative that unless you are a family of a mother and a father, biological mother and father, that you're going to turn into a murderer or be sexually abused or a robber or commit crimes, it is just absolutely bonkers to me. And the fact that this is being passed by a state legislature in Idaho, and this is the kind of stuff that the nationalists, the Christian nationalists, wrap it up in religion and then peddle this stuff statewide. And this is not new, by the way. This is not new. Let me give you a little story time with Toddy. Take you back to Richland Center. Grew up in the United Methodist Church there. Peace United Methodist Church. And look, many fine people had a lot of great experiences there. One of the not-so-great pastors, and he needs to be named, Marty Nolet. Marty Nolet. Here's a guy who was ordained United Methodist minister and who led a confirmation class, of which my sister, who is 4 years younger than me, was in. And here's a pastor who had a discussion on families in church. And he asked the kids, well, what's a family? And the answers varied from the people we live with, the people that we love, the people we care about, the people that take care of us. And he said, no, this is a minister telling teenagers. He said, a family is when you have a mom and a dad and kids and a dog. That's what a family is. And we wonder why young people are being driven away from organized religion. I mean, how would you feel if the leader of your church looked at you and said, yeah, having a single mom at home, that's not a family? I mean, it's appalling. And this is the kind of stuff that the current MAGA Republican Party is wrapping themselves up in.
I know. I went to a few different youth groups and stuff when I was younger. And I know if I went to one and a pastor said that, I would not attend again.
You think? Yeah, right.
And I would encourage anybody else I know in there to do the same.
And so let me read you. I printed this off. This is, I have it in my hot little hands, as they say, 2.5 pages. This is the actual Idaho resolution that was passed yesterday in the state of Idaho. Here's how it begins. Whereas traditional family value, pardon me, try again. Whereas traditional families designed by God have been the foundation of society since creation. That's the first line in a legislative resolution.
If I went to a state and they had that in their resolution, I can tell you I would not attend again.
And look, I want to be clear. I'm still a person of faith. It's personal to me. And I think that our Lutheran and Methodist and Wesleyan and Catholic and churches and our Jewish synagogues and our Muslim temples, they're all important. I've no problem with that. But I go back to the fact that as a legislature, as a government, there is no national religion here, all right? And when we start basing resolutions and laws on particular books of religion, that's where I have a lot of problems. And then to put in down in line 28, the whereas, attacking families that have single parents. And here's the whereas. Here's the actual resolution. Here it is. Quote, whereas traditional families consisting of a natural mother and natural father, children, grandparents, and extended family have declined drastically since 1960. When approximately 77.5% of children lived with the two parents and were married, and it goes on. I mean, this is Marty Nolet from the 1990s telling kids that unless you have a biological mom and dad in the household with kids and a dog, you're not really a family. In my experience, your family are the people who love you most and those who you love the most. I have friends who are my family, in addition to people who are biologically my family. I have extended people in my life who I am related to by blood, but we're not close. And that's fine. There are a lot of different definitions of family, but at the end of the day, in my experience, it comes down to who is closest in your life, who loves you, who would give up something for themselves for you, and vice versa. And to attack people of single parent households, to go after kids and tell them that it's anything else, I think that is criminally wrong. We'll invite your phone calls, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Back after this is the Todd Oddball Show for a Friday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for Matt Nair on Air.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed at a reasonable hour. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba from 7 to 9 p.m. on Eagle 1490 AM, WLCX.
This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Welcome back to the Town Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 20 now past the hour of 1 o'clock. Celebrating a little St. Patrick's Day, a little early, on the Ides of March, the 15th. St. Patrick's Day coming up on the 17th on Sunday. The One More from the High Kings there. A great group. My favorite Irish album, the High Kings. A little salty I didn't see him when they were at Riverside in Milwaukee.
Very unfortunate. You'll have to keep an eye out.
Yes, I will. Talking about things a bit more serious in this segment here, this article I found yesterday, the Idaho Capital Sun. State legislature in Idaho passing a resolution controlled by Republicans, surprise, surprise, the MAGA Republican Party, saying that the only families that they want to recognize and celebrate are what they call traditional families of a biological mother and father, brothers, sisters, aunts, uncles, and pets. Actually, I don't think it says pets. That was from the pastor at the old United Methodist Church Original Center. Marty Nolette is his name. And by the way, this guy turned out, here's the deal on Marty Nolette. Not only was he telling kids that unless you had a biological parent, two parents in the home, and siblings and a dog, that you weren't a family. The guy was also having an affair with the woman across the street who was married, and so then they got divorced. You understand that? Because it doesn't work real well when your pastor is having an affair. And so what happened was that is his lovely wife, Patty Nolette, she divorced him, of course, and then went and got ordained and came back and sang in the choir, and she got minister. And what would happen is, and this was fantastic, if you want to know how to raise attendance in the churches, she sang in the choir, and then the new minister, every about once a month, it would be like, we would call it story time with Patty. And she would come down to the pulpit and she would, because she said, I think the church needs to know what went on. She would give us stories of what was happening during this whole time that we never knew. And people would flock to the church, not so much to hear the choir, not so much to hear the new pastor, but to get the gossip and the dirt at the United Methodist Church.
People love drama.
They do.
And you know what?
Absolutely right. They do.
You can make some good parables from that too. You can say, like, here's what was happening.
Yeah.
And this is why we need to spend more time in the word or what, like, you know, and also that guy is just like the Republican Party.
Exactly.
Every accusation is a confession.
Exactly.
Every time.
Exactly. That was the icing on the cake. You understand that he was telling the kids that this is a traditional family. And then he was breaking up other families and cheating on his own wife.
What a dirtbag.
And he was. But, you know, and then he left, and instead of, like, being defrocked, they promoted him to, like, a church, like a Turtle Lake or someplace like that.
Does he still preach there? Asking for a friend.
I don't know.
No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, I don't know. But that was Marty Nolette, you understand. So, anyway, good times had by all. not
except
so much.
For right. Everybody.
Yeah, except for everybody. But, and look, I mean, you got to laugh a little bit, right, about the whole thing, how weird
right,
it is
right.
and bizarre. But it goes back to this narrative. Trigvy and I talked about this on Wednesdays, that the current MAGA Republicans, they want to uphold this perfection that just doesn't exist. It just doesn't exist because we're humans. And what you get yourself into are instances where you become a hypocrite. And Lord knows I have a lot of faults and I fess up to them. I don't put myself out there to be a perfect anything, by the way.
Me either.
Exactly. But I think as we have these discussions in 2024 of politics, be very leery of politicians who profess perfection or try to put these narratives of perfection out there. When really all they're doing is dividing people, in my opinion. I mean, it's just an absolutely division. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's go to Mark from Perdisac. Mark, happy St. Patrick's Day. What say you?
Happy St. Patrick's Day. What I wonder is, I'm trying to look it up, but my computer's having a little trouble looking it up, but I was going to look up to see, I believe it does. Idaho's Constitution, as do most of the states, replicate the United States Constitution prohibition on religious tests.
Mm-hmm.
And incorporating religion into a resolution like this is just seems anathema to me, because there's, you know, in Idaho there's plenty of Native Americans there who practice their native religion.
Exactly.
I mean, they have their native family structures where their family structure there is, you know, related to. And, you know, because I don't claim to know it all, but I know that it's much broader than just, you know, mom, dad, and all the kids. You know, it's you know, the clan, you know, your clan elders and your uncles and aunts and the whole collection, you know, people that have been adopted into your family unit, and that in a lot of cases, adoptive families are kinder and more nourishing than biological families. And for these people that, this is just utter nonsense, because mm-hmm. we all know people that they tout God all the time, and they're the ones that are cheating on their spouses or beating their children
Well, Mark, you bring up a great point. You bring up a great point, and I hadn't gotten to that or thought about it, but you're 100% right that Republicans oftentimes, MAGA Republicans, they use this excuse, I'll call it, for being 100% pro-life and saying, well, if you don't want the child, someone else will. And they try to push adoption. And look, I'm all for adoption. And I think that's for women who choose to do that and say, I want to give up the child. That's great. As long as they choose that, that's fine. But Republicans try to use this as a reason to outlaw abortion, right? And what you just said, this resolution from the Idaho Republicans says, I can't find anything in here about celebrating adoption. All they want to focus on is the natural biological birth parents.
Yeah, it the forced religion thing, it just seems anathema to me, because the founders were definitely against any kind of forced of religion, because they saw, I mean, in the century before, you know, the founding of our country, there was the 30 years war in Europe over between Protestants and Catholics who were happily slaughtering one another, right, over, you know, minuscule details in how to worship God.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree with you, Mark. I celebrate people like myself, people of faith. I think that's fantastic. If it's a personal thing, or Native American faith, whatever your faith is, it's personal and it should be celebrated and it should be protected. But for those who choose not to have a particular faith, but again, we are a country that's based in a constitution and a set of laws, not in a theocracy or a certain set of religious laws. Correct, Mark?
And I just looked at in my little look up on the religious in the Idaho legislature.
Mm.
I mean, Idaho Constitution, religious tests and teaching in school is prohibited.
There you go.
So
nicely done, Mark. Thank you so much. We appreciate you as always. Yep. Have a green beer for me and have a great weekend, Mark. All right, Mark from Perdisac, always great to hear from him. Coming up next half hour here, we're going to hear from our friend Stuart Stevens at the Lincoln Project on authoritarianism. Also, Sean Fain, president of UAW, has some great words from the stump. And we're going to take a look at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel story. This is fantastic, about a Milwaukee bar who's sick and tired of the tomfoolery. We'll explain the next half hour. Stay with us. It's the All Balls Show for a Friday, along with Zommers. It's Civic Media. Stay tuned. Your news is next.
Media News.
I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The newest member, Wisconsin's Utility Regulating Agency, runs an organization that represents utility regulators in more than a dozen Midwestern states. Marcus Hawks replaces Tyler Huebner. State Senate Republicans fired Huebner in January. Senate Republicans have fired 21 of Governor Evers' appointees since he took office in 2019. March is National Social Worker Month. One of the biggest challenges facing social workers today is clients dealing with housing insecurity.
We work with a lot of families where they're housing insecure. They don't have access to affordable and timely services and treatment.
Sean Lazarus helps families with kids in the juvenile justice system. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLCX, the Eagle in La Crosse, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers signed 15 bills into law yesterday. One expands eligibility for the Clean Water Fund program for municipalities. Another changes the DNR's vehicle sticker expiration date from the end of the year to 12 months from the date it's issued beginning next year. A bill authored by Representative Jill Billings and named after Steve Johnson, a blind outdoorsman from La Crosse, will now allow state-issued identification cards to be used as proof of residence for DNR licensing. Previously, the law only allowed driver's licenses. A full rundown on the 15 bills is on our website. Last night at the WIAA State Boys Basketball Championship, Mineral Point defeated Aquinas on a late 3, 62-61 in the Division 4 semifinal. This evening, West Salem takes on Pewaukee in a Division 2 semifinal. Championship games will be held tomorrow at the Kohl Center in Madison. Temperatures today through the weekend will be in the mid-50s, but a cool down is on tap for next week.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Sam Neill talked about being at the Jurassic Park premiere in London with his 10-year-old son and sitting next to Princess Diana. Apparently, Sam Neill's son had really bad gas through the whole premiere. His biggest fear was that Princess Di thought it was him, and he didn't say anything. He did not out his son. I think that's so cool.
That's a great dad right there.
That's a great dad.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I'm Pete with a 60-second showbiz beat. Only a pro would mind being upstaged by a fellow actor and dog. Mark Wahlberg cedes the spotlight in his newest film to a beautiful Australian Shepherd Border Collie in Arthur the King. To make things even more challenging, Wahlberg is allergic to dogs. You might say, big deal, he's getting paid a lot of money, which is exactly what I thought, until I learned he has four dogs at home, glutton for punishment or taking one for the team. Arthur the King hits theaters March 15th. It's time for one of Pete's picks. If you didn't see it in time for the Oscars, like me, check out the film Past Lives. It's a small film that may not scream Oscars, but is a touching story about two friends who were separated as kids in Seoul, South Korea, and reconnect years later in New York. The film is very sweet, takes its time, and there is almost no tension. A very easy, or dare I say, pleasant watch. Past Lives is available to stream on Paramount+. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, every night between 7 and 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
One more calm and sunny spring-like day today as high temperatures soar to the mid-50s. By tomorrow, we'll be battling a breezy wind whipping up to 30 miles per hour. Under partly sunny skies, this will take our highs of the low 50s and make them feel more like the 40s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 51 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Our dial position is off to the right. Our conversation, right in the middle. You're soaring with Eagle 1490, the talk of La Crosse.
Step, we alien, we go, heel for heel and toe for toe, arm in arm and row in row, all for Mary's way. We gaily on, we
Welcome back to the Town Hall Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 34 now, past hour 1 o'clock. A little bit more music than usual, which I think is appropriate. Little High Kings. That is a group called the High Kings. A great, great Irish band who tours all over the world. They were at the Riverside in Milwaukee recently, and hopefully they'll come back to the Midwest soon. But download their music, buy their albums, whichever. The High Kings. Really, really is a great music. More from them a little bit later this hour. 35, as we said, past the hour of 1 o'clock on Friday, March 12th. The Town Hall Ball Show. Mr. Zommer is on the board. Last half hour here, a potpourri. Or as we say back in Richland Center, potpourri. It's a potpourri, I think is how you say it. Yes.
Yeah, potpourri.
Yeah, potpourri. Like we call it a potpourri. Anyway, 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Open line Friday here for the rest of the week.
Well, the rest of the week, accurate.
As it turns out. Because there's a lot I want to get to. We're not going to spend a lot of time on any of it, but I just want to, these are little nuggets I found that we didn't get to the rest of the week that I think are kind of important to give you something to chew on, you understand, over the weekend as you're having a St. Patrick's Day beer. Things you might want to discuss over a green beer this weekend. Kind of picking up on the last topic here from the Associated Press. Headline, Trump-backed Senate candidate faces GOP worries that he could be linked to an adult website profile. Now, this is both tragic and entertaining all at the same time to me. This came out yesterday. So what you have here coming up on Tuesday is another primary, this time in Ohio out there. They call it the Midwest, but I'm not sure if Ohio is really the Midwest, but they call it the Midwest.
Ohio doesn't belong anywhere.
Oh, come on now. I've been to Columbus is a beautiful town. Dayton is a beautiful town.
I'm sure it is. I've never been to Ohio. Yeah. I just wanted to say that.
I know you did. So here's the deal. Republicans, of course, trying to get the U.S. Senate majority back this year in the elections. And they're looking at Ohio as a prime opportunity to pick up a critical seat. But ahead of Tuesday's primary, there is mounting anxiety inside the Republican Party that Bernie Moreno may emerge with the nomination. After vaulting to the top tier contenders with a coveted endorsement from Donald J. Trump, Moreno, who has shifted from a public supporter of LGBTQ rights to a hardline opponent, is now confronting questions about the existence of a 2008 profile seeking, quote, men for one-on-one sex, unquote, on a casual sexual encounter website called Adult Friend Finder. Forgive me for a minute while I take a note. No, I'm just kidding. Adult Friend Finder is the name of this. I had not heard of this until this article. So let me boil down. So it says, by the way, it says, here's what it reads on this photo-less profile. Quote, hi, looking for young guys to have fun while traveling, unquote, reads the caption on a photo-less profile under his username, Nardo1967-2, according to Associated Press reviews made public through a massive and well-publicized data breach of the website. Records also show the profile was last accessed about 6 hours after it was created. So here's what's happened now. Here's a guy, this Bernie Moreno, who is the leading Republican contender for U.S. Senate in Ohio. And he went from being a supporter of LGBTQ rights on the record to, after he decided to run for Senate, becoming anti. So number one, you've already flip-flopped. And you're a hypocrite of what you said and what you say now, number one. And it's doubly disappointing to me because he happens to have a gay son, who his son apparently is out. And so, I mean, that's just also sad when your dad is not even supporting who you are. That's pretty sad.
Throws you under the bus for political gain.
Yeah, exactly. But now even worse is the fact that this guy apparently, allegedly, created his own, you know, website or own profile pic in a social media platform to find and pick up other guys. And the fact that they're blaming it on an intern, you know, they're blaming it on an intern, and this intern has come forward and said, oh, I did it as a prank.
Sure.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Really? So you
are you that stupid?
Right. So you're a staffer to a politician and you create a profile on a same-sex dating app with your boss's name on it. And by the way, it was done with his work email, the politician's work email. So it was set up when he was in the state legislature through his work email, this Moreno guy. But they're blaming it, of course, on the intern.
Well, whichever one of them really did it, they're very stupid.
Yeah, and it's here's the deal. And I've shared this before on the show. I happen to be gay. I ran for a Republican state assembly seat in 2004. I was not out at the time. I was out to some people, but not publicly. But I never ran on a platform of being anti-LGBTQ. I never lied about who I was. I was just never asked. But I never lied about it. And so if you don't want to always disclose everything about your personal life, you know, that's fine to me. But you can't lie about it, right? The second time when I ran in 2008, I had come out at that time to the people closest to me, my friends and family. And again, I did not run as an anti-LGBTQ person. I remained true to who I actually was. And I'm fine with people having a private life. I mean, everybody should have a private life, so to speak, right? I don't think just because you're a politician, your dating life should be open game to everyone. But when you're hypocritical about who you are, when you're hiding who you are, and even worse, when you go after people like you who's still in the closet, that's just the hypocrisy, right? Just like in our last story.
Yep.
You have a minister who's going after, you know, saying if you don't have a mom and dad, a brother, a sister, and a dog, you're not a traditional family. And then he's a married guy with a family having an affair with a married person across the street breaking up families. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that just drives me crazy, is the hypocrisy of it. Be who you are.
How do you go to sleep at night? Like, I wonder, is it self-denial? Like, are they saying, I'm not supposed to be gay?
Right.
Or are they really just, they just have no morals?
Right. Well, I don't know. I can't answer that.
I don't know. I don't see other options besides those two.
Here in this Associated Press story says, Moreno's potential vulnerability has sparked frustration among senior Republican operatives and elected officials in Washington and Ohio, according to 7 people who are directly familiar with conversations about how to address the matter. The people requested anonymity, of course, to avoid running afoul of Trump and his allies. They described concerns about Moreno's candidacy as so acute that some party officials sought a review of data to determine his potential involvement. The review, according to a person with direct knowledge, linked the profile to Moreno's work email address. The AP reviewed all the same information and came to the same conclusion that this was set up on Moreno's work account. And it was his name and his birthday. I mean, it's all the evidence is there. A prominent cybersecurity researcher says, quote, this is a telling example of how this data just doesn't go away, unquote. So we'll see. We'll see what happens out there in Ohio on Tuesday. But I think, I mean, if I'm just looking at this purely from political standpoint, if Bernie Moreno is the Republican nominee for the U.S. Senate in Ohio, I think the incumbent Democrat out there is looking good. Because again, people don't like the hypocrisy. That's what they don't like. Let's move on to, by the way, Open Line Friday, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. I want to go to a cut of Stuart Stevens, our friend Stuart Stevens from the Lincoln Project. He wrote a great book called It Was All a Lie, How the Republican Party Became Donald Trump. He falls on his own sword. Does a mea culpa in the book, says, look, part of what we have today, I'm responsible for as a former Republican operative. He has left the party. He is part of the Lincoln Project, fighting Trump and Trumpism. He was on MSNBC this week, and he talked about what a Trump second term could look like in terms of authoritarianism, how to spot it. Let's listen to it, have some discussion on the other side. This is Stuart Stevens on MSNBC talking about authoritarianism.
The foundation of democracy is somebody has to be willing to lose. You have to have faith in the system. And like what I'm saying, the essence of these autocracies is they destroy faith in the system. And what Republicans have done, you can't just say Trump because it is now Republicans. They've attacked institution after institution in America. They attack the Justice Department. They attack law enforcement. They attack elections. And the purpose of this is just kind of to throw up your hands and go, well, we need a strong man. He'll just take care of everything because democracy isn't working. This is what the Russians have said since the 1920s, the Soviet Union. A democracy doesn't really exist in America. And it's a complete, why are they embracing Viktor Orban? It's a complete roadmap to an autocracy.
There you go. Stuart Stevens. I mean, the guy just nails it. That's how good he is. He just nails it. And he's absolutely right. And I've said this before in this program. Part of what MAGA Trumpism, MAGA Republicanism is to gin us all up. To say, well, everybody's doing everything. And you know, whether they're attacking cops on January 6th in the U.S. Capitol or, you know, anybody else, it's to say that nothing works. Nothing works. The only thing that's going to work is Trump. We have to have a strong person, Trump, in the White House. And we've heard this before. We've heard cuts from people at Trump rallies saying they don't care if he's a dictator as long as it's him.
And I think Stuart Stevens mentioning Russia is also not an accident. I mean, he's talking about just Russia generally for the last 100 years almost.
Right.
But they have a lot of specific involvement with Trump. Like, it's not just what Russians say, it's what they're doing. And yes, we can't forget that either. Like, it's not even just Trump anymore. This is very real.
It's very, and he's absolutely right. And it is, we've heard it from Don Jr. this week. We heard it from Trump himself last week. There is no more traditional Republican Party. The Trumps have declared there is only MAGA and MAGA Republicans. The MAGAs don't want anybody else. They're rejecting Nikki Haley Republicans. They're rejecting Mitt Romney Republicans. They're rejecting Paul Ryan Republicans. There's only MAGA. They have said that, not me, them. And it's very dangerous. That's what a second Trump term would look like. Other cut I want to get to on this Potpourri Friday. Give us a call if you want to weigh in. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. This is Sean Fain, President of the United Auto Workers, nailing it on the head about who is really sloughing off when it comes to workers in America.
What people and many in this room will say, they'll say people just don't want to work or working class people are lazy. But the truth is working class people aren't lazy. They're fed up. They're fed up with being left behind and stripped of dignity as wealth inequality in this nation, this world spirals out of control. They're fed up that in America, three families have as much wealth as the bottom 50% of citizens in this nation. That is criminal. America is better than this. So I want to close with this. I agree there is an epidemic in this country of people who don't want to work. People who can't be bothered to get up every day and contribute to our society, but instead want to freeload off the labor of others. But those aren't blue-collar people. Those aren't working class people. It's a group of people who are never talked about for how little they actually work and produce and how little they contribute to humanity. The people I'm talking about are the Wall Street freeloaders, the masters of passive income. Those who profit off the labor of others have all the time in the world. While those who make this country run, the people who build the products and contribute to labor, have less and less time for themselves, for their families, and for their lives.
There you go. Sean Fain, president of the UAW. Come back and discuss it. Don't go anywhere. It's the All Ball Show for a Friday on Civic Media's Radio Network.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed at a reasonable hour. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe from 7 to 9 p.m. on Eagle 1490 AM, WLCX.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Of all the money that e'er I had, I spent it in good company, and all the harm I've ever done, alas, it was to none but me. And all I've done for want of wit, to memory now I can't recall. So fill to me the parting glass, good night and joy.
Welcome back to the Tellable Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. A little more from the High Kings on this 15th of March, right before St. Patrick's Day. Nicely done, Mr. Zomers. Appreciate that. We will leave you with some High Kings and the Parting Glass. Great song. One of my favorite songs by former boss, Dale Schultz. Well, I think has a little Irish in his family as well, but the Parting Glass, a great, great tune. Open line Friday here, a potpourri of information for you, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's go to Tom, listening in on Madison's WMDX. Tom, what say you?
Well, a happy St. Patrick's Day to begin with, for sure.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. Fantastic.
I'm a folk singer, and I've been going around to different places playing pretty much all week. And one of the things that really really needs to be said, I think, when it comes to the wealthy, I think it was in Davos, there was a Norwegian or a Dutch economist who said, you know what, it's nice that these multi-billionaires give hundreds of millions of dollars to charity, but if they just paid their fair share of tax, they'd be paying three times that.
Right.
And they wouldn't be able to deduct it.
Right.
I mean, my uncle had a business, and I remember growing up, he had a little mechanic shop, and he would always say, boy, if I don't spend it on my own business, I'm just going to give it to Uncle Sam. So he spent a lot of money just so he wouldn't give it to the government. And I think we need to bring back those tax rates. First thing.
Yeah, I agree, Tom. Great, great insight on that last clip we played right before the commercial break there of Sean Fain, president of the United Auto Workers. I mean, he nailed it, right, Tom? That it's not, we hear about, well, people don't want to work anymore. Well, yeah, it's the billionaires. It's the guys and the gals on Wall Street who are making all the money who don't want to pay the taxes. And I agree with you. I absolutely agree with you.
Yeah, I think it's messaging. I remember at one of the Scott Walker rallies a long time ago, I was talking to a carpenter, and he said, well, you know, the unions have never done anything for me. And I said, well, have you ever had a weekend or overtime or a vacation? And he said, well, yeah. And I said, and he's paused a moment, and he said, you know, I've never thought of that. I was like, wow. Okay, here we go. Like, yeah. Messaging.
Oh, you're absolutely right, Tom. This election year, we should all be talking more about working people and what it means to have a fair tax system so that the tax burden isn't on the working people of this state and this country, but rather on the billionaires of this country. That's where the people who aren't even paying their fair share, let alone increase the taxes, just make them pay what they should be paying, right?
Well, the response is always, well, if you look it up, rich people pay most of the taxes in a conglomerate. But when we're talking about wealth disparity like this, that's really not saying much.
No, it really isn't. Great call, Tom. Thanks. Have a happy St. Patrick's Day to you wherever you're singing across the state. Thank you so much, Tom in Madison. We'll get some more of this next week. Maybe we'll try to reach out to these folks and have them on the show. This is my favorite story of the week from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Milwaukee Bar, the mothership, says it will close during the Republican National Convention because it's opposing the tomfoolery. A Milwaukee bar is planning to close its doors for the Republican National Convention, opposing its quote-unquote tomfoolery. The Mothership, a Bayview neighborhood haunt known for its tiki drinks and prolific selling of Ham's beer on tap, posted on its Instagram and Facebook pages on Wednesday, that it would be closed during the week of the RNC from July 15th to the 18th. Quote, I'm not trying to get involved with or actively take money or rent the space out. That's tomfoolery, the post reads. The post said, however, the bar could be reserved for private events for, quote, free to dirt cheap prices, unquote. Owner Ricky Ramirez said he was considering closing for the DNC in 2020 had the event been held in person in Milwaukee. The DNC was ultimately held virtually due to COVID-19. Quote, the number one reason we are a bar and alcohol, number one reason is we are a bar and alcohol and politics don't mix, Ramirez said in email. It's a rule in any bar, no matter what kind of bar it is. So it's as simple as it gets, unquote. How about that? I mean, just saying, look, we're not gonna mix beer and politics.
I think beer and politics can mix. If you mean, if we're having a beer and talking about politics, right. Sure. If you are, you know, I don't know. It's a mess.
But I admire this person.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
I mean, the mothership. Just saying, we're not going there. If you want to have a bar mitzvah or a birthday party, we'll rent it to you for dirt cheap. But we're not having arguments here.
Yeah.
I admire that. I think that's great. Great show. Great week. My thanks to Brady Ewing, three-time Big Ten champion from Richland Center. Always great to have him on the show. Thanks for all the calls. Thank you, Mr. Zommers, as well. We'll bring Board Game of the Week back next week, Mr. Zommers. But a happy St. Patrick's Day. Do not overindulge. And if you do, make sure you get an Uber or a taxi. Don't be out there on the roads unnecessarily if you've had too many. Make it safe. Make it fun. We'll see you on Monday. We're going to leave you with little High Kings and the Party Glass here on the Todd Allball Show. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe, even keep banging your drum. Maggie Dawn is next. See you next week.
Talk you can't ignore.
Even if you tried.
Why is everyone ignoring me?
Find out why all of lacrosse is talking about Eagle 1490. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I ate at gas stations today. You took me to the finer gas station. I didn't, to the
you drove, dude. What are you talking about? You're a grown-ass man. You go get yourself a piece of cherry pie, man. What do you want me to do?
Do I look like a roasted turkey to you right now? I know you're hungry. Like the cartoon style?
Oh. You do look like a...
Beef? A little piece of bacon, a slab of meat, something?
Oh, yeah.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Soaring high above lacrosse.
This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis told by a judge to step down from the Georgia election interference case or